When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
Well, it sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Good evening, everybody. Another Sunday night, another Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. We welcome everybody. Here we are already in January of the new year, 2015. I wish all of our listeners and everybody at the radio stations and everything just the best for this year. I hope everything just goes great for all your families and everybody else. And it's just exciting to be doing this. This is 4.5 years we've been doing the show, and thank you very much for the rankings and for just the kind words and for the many friends on Facebook. Okay, and again, if you haven't read my book yet, Rogue Town, you need to get that, because as I'm speaking, we are working on Rogue Town 2. You're going to, if you like true crime, organized crime, Wearing a Wire, with the foreword by a Pulitzer Prize winner, Anthony Dolan, went on to work for Ronald Reagan as his chief speechwriter for 8 years. He wrote all the stories in the newspaper that you'll be reading in this book about me and many other good, honest people that cracked down on this city, and we got 15 people indicted. So you'll enjoy that. So thank you for everything. And we got a great show tonight. I got an old friend that is on the show, and even though I've recorded with him musically, I didn't know a lot about his background, but I sure do now, because this guy has some background. He has 2 degrees. He's come out of college, and he taught high school math for 18 years. He's an accomplished musician who has, not only has he recorded songs with me, Vito Colucci, but he's recorded with Les Paul and numerous other people that we'll talk about. So he's got the day gig of teaching high school math. He has the week nights and weekend gig of playing with some of the top musicians in the country. And little did I know, because several years go by, he's on his 11th book, crime book, that he's written. And we're going to talk a lot about that. And I hear he's got a private eye featured in that. Not me. Not like some of the other books that have been out there. Okay, not Andrew Gross or anybody like that. But he has his own character, and I want to talk to him a lot about that. Make sure that the PI he's writing about, this is fiction now, don't forget, that the PI he's writing about does have a license to operate, or I'll be the first one to get him out of the business. So welcome to the show, Bob Stanhope. Welcome, Bob.
My guy has to have a license?
You got to have a license in the state.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yes.
Yeah.
I knew enough about the field to make sure that he was licensed to do it.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine.
Good. It's why don't we start a little bit going back several years? Where were you brought up? Where did you live as a kid?
I grew up in Westchester County.
Okay.
Just north of New York City. For the folks in the area, they'll know where the Tappan Zee Bridge is.
Right.
There's a new one being built right now. But I grew up just a little south of there and watched them build the first one from the front porch of our apartment house.
Wow. That's something.
Oh, yeah, I'm old.
For a kid.
Yeah, you said old friend. You weren't kidding.
Well, yeah, old friend. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. And as a kid, as you got to be a teenager, Bob, what did you want to be when you grew up?
You know, I would have liked to have been a pro golfer.
Mm.
I wasn't good enough to do that. I didn't have the temperament to do that either.
You mean a lot of clubs in the water? You say things like that?
Well, not too many, but a lot of golf balls went in the water. That was part of the problem.
Okay.
And, it wasn't until senior year in high school. I was playing ball all the time. You and I were talking about that on the phone a few days ago, that we were out playing ball all the time, and I mentioned that, you know, with all the time we spent, we should have been better at it.
That's
but, you know, playing baseball, playing golf, playing basketball, hockey, and I was mediocre to halfway decent at each of them. And it wasn't until senior year in high school when I didn't run on the cross-country team. Purpose for that was to get into shape for basketball. And I really hated running cross country. And somebody approached me and said, "Hey, would you like to be in the school play or like to try out?" You know, generally they're desperate for guys to be in the school play.
Right.
And I said, "Sure, okay, why not?" Well, I wound up with a lead, and I said, "Oh, really? I could have been doing this all the time instead of running through the woods and playing ball? Wow, what a waste of high school."
You get the bug for it. That's what happens.
Oh, yeah. And I've had the opportunity to do a lot of plays. Post college, since then, which is great fun. Should have figured that out.
I got to ask you one question here, just because I'm such a big fan. It's my favorite movie of all time, of course. But what role did you play in It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, I played Mr. Potter.
No.
Oh man, what a great part to play!
That is fantastic. Miserable,
rotten person. It was great fun.
And you acted. You actually say, "Yeah, and happy Merry Christmas to you too." In jail.
Oh sure. What a terrible character. Steals Uncle Billy's money.
I know.
And gets away with it.
Probably had a lot of people not talking to you when they do a meet and greet afterwards.
You know, I did several plays in a row, and I played the bad guy in each one.
Right.
I played Scrooge in the musical version of A Christmas Carol, and I played a villain in another play. And the people, I think, started to think, "Wow, maybe he really liked that."
Mm-hmm.
If they thought that, it meant I did a good job, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean that is great. I see your list of places that you and things that you had with your theater experience, with all your lead roles. Now you wind up going to college. You got two degrees, right? I believe here two math.
I have two
degrees.
Math degrees.
Where did you go to college?
I went to college in Westminster in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then I got my master's at University of Bridgeport in Connecticut.
Oh, okay. So now you come out of college, and you become, a high school math teacher then, first?
Yeah, I got right out of college, and was teaching high school math. You know, I was only maybe 3 years older than some of the kids I had in class.
Yeah, I mean, you have such a list of different things. That's why I'm trying to just segue and then until we get to the books and we can expand on that.
Yeah, my resume is a little odd.
Then you went into broadcasting full-time. You got a great voice.
Teaching and went into broadcasting and did that. Well, I did it for about 13, 14 years, but full-time, about 10.
Right.
Okay. You know, it was the morning guy and the program director, and so, you know, it was the... You know, goof around with the traffic guy, goof around with the weather.
Right.
Get in and out of the songs, play the contests, you know, the usual morning radio stuff.
Okay. Well, very interesting. You did go back to teaching again, too, and then you actually retired from the teaching in 2010, right?
2010, that's right.
So meanwhile, in between, because I played with you before 2010, you had a pretty, I heard your children would have to pull out pictures and actually look at you. You've had so many different things going for all those years. You worked part-time in government for 8 years. I won't even get into that, because I think nowadays you get booed if you say you work.
Well, my job was not political. It was a government job, but it was not, it really had nothing to do with politics. I was the public information officer for Putnam County, New York.
Oh.
Now that sounds maybe more impressive than it was.
Okay.
It was my job to report the county's response with respect to Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant. I made no decisions. The county executive made the decisions and told me, and then it was my job to explain them to the press.
Oh, very interesting. I've done that myself for different people I represented in court. I've given the impact statement at the end of the trials and things like that
for
the families. And, it's very interesting to do. You know, and so you've done all this stuff, some background. You gave yourself a good background over here, that's for sure, to branch out into whatever you wanted. And
we're going to be
going to a hard break in a couple of seconds.
Okay.
We still got a couple seconds over here. So now, what did you play? Just give me a quick answer for this before we go on a break. What instruments did you play growing up?
I played the clarinet very badly in the high school and college band.
Okay.
Badly.
Okay.
Well enough to be in the band, but not well enough to be any good at it.
Okay, I understand that. Well, listen, hold that thought. We're going to come right back with Bob Stanhope. We're going to get into these crime books that he written, okay? So stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
If you're crying, would it? So what will happen then if it don't go their way? Will they take their bongo home and refuse to...
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Paperback Writer by the Beatles. We are back with musician, crime author, school teacher, and many, many other things, Bob Stanhope. And ladies and gentlemen, the song that you did hear when we came out of the first segment, that's one of the songs by Bob Stanhope. That song is simply titled, What If? Now, coming out of the second segment, it's a song that's very near and dear to his heart, and you'll hear that as we come out of the second segment. But, Bob, interesting stuff here, very interesting. We segue now, music's going good for you. You've played solo, you've played duos, trios, quartets, octets. That's about as far as I know number wise for musicians, but you played a little bit of everything, and I can tell you, and our listeners out there that are musicians know that there's nothing like standing on a stage, even though whatever your day job is, me back then being a police officer and a PI now, and Bob's in the school, it's nothing like just playing, especially playing your originals. Bob, you tend to, what's your percentage of original songs compared to cover songs? Play about 75?
Oh, it's morphed mostly into originals, depending on the venue.
But okay.
Generally, it's my own stuff or stuff I've written with a friend.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've read here some of the people you played with. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. In fact, you could be either, it says here that you've been likened to Weird Al Yankovic sometimes, too, with some of your...
Well, some of the material, depending on the venue,
right,
can be fairly silly. I recently played at First Night Danbury, which is a New Year's Eve thing. I played at that event many times over the years, and it's a lot of different performance things throughout the city, and for that, I just kind of horse around the evening and just play a bunch of crazy material. So
yeah, you never run out of songs with your song list.
I suppose I could run out.
Sure, I mean, I have people stood up and yelled, "Run out of songs!"
Oh man. Well, maybe if they do that, maybe I'll give me an idea for a song title for something.
That's right. Now it says over here, which I like about you, the day job has changed, but his love of performing as a singer, songwriter, guitarist has not. Very nice thing to say. But now here comes the big question for Bob Stanhope.
Uh-oh.
Into the second segment over here. How the heck did you become a crime writer that just finished his 11th book? Now, you got to tell me, was that something that goes back years, or did it just hit you one day?
You know, growing up, I liked the detective shows on TV, murder mysteries at the movie theater, even as a little kid. I like those. And when I was old enough to appreciate them, to either read You know, Raymond Chandler was one, but things of that genre. And I had thought up this character, oh man, years ago. I never did anything with it, and I thought, yeah, this might be an interesting character to have in a book, but I never did anything with it until I'd gotten fired at one of the radio stations I worked for.
Oh.
And for folks who work in broadcasting, getting fired is kind of part of the deal. It may be because you did a bad job, may not have anything to do with your job. It may be that the station was sold and the new owner wanted new people. Or, as it happens over the last 10 to 15 years, you were replaced by a computer.
Right, right.
And that's what this situation was. We were all, the entire staff was replaced by a computer.
Wow.
It was right before Christmas, too, as a matter of fact. Merry Christmas, you're all fired.
I know. So now, this character, did he start in book number one? Is he still in book number 11?
Yeah.
And what is his name?
Okay, the name of the character is J.P. Parker.
J.P., initials J.P. Parker?
Yeah, John Paul Parker.
John Paul Parker.
Right, but it's J.P. Parker in all of the books. And that's only his name because I just liked the rhythm of how it sounded.
Right. I'm just my whole staff is here, so yeah, give me a full rundown on J.P. Parker. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I just had to sneeze a minute there.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I may be doing that any second, also. So
J.P. Parker. Okay. Did that name mean anything to you, or?
No. The only similarities to me is that he's left-handed. And he likes baseball. Very little. Well, we're roughly about the same size.
And you said John Paul Parker. It stands for, or no?
Yeah, JP. John Paul Parker. So this is a guy. The first book I wrote was in '97. Now, so I had him born in 1900.
Right.
So he's old. He's retired. He's in a wheelchair, and he gets connected with a young writer from the Daily News who comes up to interview him.
Okay.
And, you know, he's been in this apartment for most of his adult life in Soho in Manhattan. And the two of them hit it off very well. And the young writer says, you know, you've got an apartment filled with photographs of your life. The walls are just jammed with photographs of people, famous and otherwise. And he said, have you ever thought about telling the stories that go with these photos? So, with some rules for the young writer, some things that the old detective refuses to talk about, he says, yeah, I'm willing to do that. And so the young writer brings recording equipment up, kind of browses the wall, finds a photo that he thinks is interesting, asks the old detective about the photo, and off they go on a story. So the first chapter is present day, and then the majority of the book is a flashback to this case from 1944 and 1950, whenever, and then the last chapter comes back to modern day, and the young writer can ask the old detective some questions about, okay, wait a minute, I didn't understand this, or whatever happened to that person, and then the loose ends, for the most part, can get tied up at the end of the book.
Oh, okay, interesting. We're going to be going to a break in a couple of seconds here, but ladies and gentlemen listening, the series of novels revolve around J.P. Parker, a 100-year-old, long-time retired New York City private detective from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. The novels are his first-person recollections as told to a young writer who is compiling them into book form. They deal with his most notable cases and the famous people who have crossed his path. So stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking more about these books, dig into it a lot more, but stand by. We'll be right back with Bob Stanhope. Many voices in my head. Keep me apart from all the words I need.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
3723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Of having bad days. We wish everybody a joyous new year that we're in right now. We are back with Bob Stanhope. We've been playing his music on some of the breaks. And Bob is very popular across the United States. Or, well, wait a minute. He's very popular in New York State. He's pretty huge in Portchester, New York. Let's say.
I think I'm popular in my own house.
So, Bob, welcome back again. I'm intrigued with your novels here. What was the name of the first one you did, Bob?
Eye of the Hurricane.
Eye of the Hurricane, okay. And how long does it take you? Well, let's start with the first book. How long did it take you to do that first book?
You know, I'm not really sure, but on the first one, because I wasn't really sure that I could do it, so I had mapped out the whole story, this chapter, and I had it all completely sketched out totally in advance, and so in writing it, I basically just had to fill in the gaps that I'd left in my notes. You know, 4 or 5 months, maybe not that long. I'm trying to think how long. I was unemployed about 5 months before I picked up another radio gig. And it may have been done during that gap, that 4 or 5 month gap.
Okay. Now, on your books, what is he investigating? Is he doing murders? Is he doing,
there's always murder in the book. But generally, in the first one, he gets hired by this washed-up Broadway actress because the daughter is getting married and she wants her estranged husband, or the daughter wants the estranged father to come and give her away at the wedding. Uh-huh. At least that's what the detective is told.
Right.
That turns out to be not at all what the heck is going on. The detective easily finds this estranged father who wants nothing to do with anything, and detective goes back to the motel. He said, well, that was easy. It took me 2 days to find this guy. It was easy. Somebody breaks into the hotel and beats the tar out of him and says, get out of here. You'll wind up like the last guy.
He said, and Bob, you know, and Bob, you have done your books from book one right through 11. You self-published them yourself, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's a very good idea. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear a lot about that. Just like a recording artist. I know I've worked with some, not as a musician, but I've worked with some of the biggest stars that's doing some security for them. And many of them are doing their own CDs now in their studios in their own houses. And, you know, one fella had told me he had made one of the big companies millions and millions of dollars over the last 25 years. And he got to the point where he said, no, I can do this myself. I can sell them myself. All the places I play, all the venues that I go, these sold-out stadiums, I can sell them that way. So you're seeing a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, that are doing books themselves. You know, it's nice. My Rogue Town was a published novel, but Rogue Town 2 is going to be self-published. And the reason for that is it's not that the publisher didn't want it. He would take it in a minute. I just rather do it that way this time around because I think with the name the book has gotten and the publisher not doing, things that I couldn't do, let's say, I would rather do that way. So that's what's happened. I just wanted to give a little explanation of that, Bob, to the people. They may wonder why and not know, be it in the music business or in the book business. But I love some of the names you've got over here. Black and White and Dead All Over is one of the names of your book. The one I like the best here is Oslay, S-L-A-Y. Oslay, Can You See? Is that the one you just finished or no? Or is that one been
That's
out
number
already?
10.
That's the number 10.
I just finished and I need to go through it. I want to edit it one more time. It's called Follow the Money.
Follow the Money.
That's not available. That you won't see that on my website yet because I haven't uplinked it yet.
Okay. So what we'll do when we get to the fourth segment, we're going to talk about how people can reach you, whether it's a music gig, so to speak, or how can they buy their books, your websites. I don't know if you're on Facebook, I know, Twitter, whatever else. We'll give all those different things how people can reach you.
But now, the website is really easy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it. It's very, very nice, very nicely done and very easy, which is nice. A lot of people have always asked me, Bob, when you got that first book, Eye of the Hurricane, when you actually got that box either sent to your home or you've gone to pick it up someplace, what was that feeling when you opened up the book? I did it with Rogue Town. I just stared at the cover. I opened up the book. I took out the first copy, and I just looked at it. I had already seen it at the publishing house, but it's something to get them in the mail, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you opened it up, you think, wow, I actually did this. Right? Is that how you felt?
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. It's such a good feeling, you know?
My high school English teacher would be amazed.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Now, Bob, a lot of people, and let me ask you this question because this helps a lot of people. A lot of people are listening to the show all across the country. I think we have an affiliate even as far as Anchorage, Alaska, if we still have that. But, you know, people listen to the shows, and you meet people all the time, especially you now with these books. They say, Bob, oh, man, someday I want to write a book. What do you say to the people out there that just want to write, whether they want to do a string of stories or they want that one book about something in their life? I would say to them myself, and I want to get your opinion, I would say, hey, do it. Don't look back on it when you're 90 and you're about to expire and say, I should have wrote those books I wanted to do. How do you feel about
that? Exactly right. Just I hate to be doing a Nike commercial here, but just do it. And the nice thing about the way I've self-published these, the company I've used is Lulu. I'm sure there's other ones, but the one I'm familiar with is Lulu.
Okay.
You know, LULU.com.
Right.
You don't have to order any of them. You can self-publish it for nothing. The only thing you pay for is if you get a copy. But I can put the book, make the books available as soon as I uplink them to that site. They are available to everybody. Mm. But you do have to kind of write them before you uplink them. And just sit down and do it. I mean, nobody knows what you're doing. Nobody knows if you're having trouble with it or if you've gotten three chapters into it and you say, wow, this is terrible, I'm going to stop. Nobody will know other than you. And, you know, my wife suggested that I write down, do some other books. She said, you know, I've heard these crazy stories from your childhood. Why don't you do a book of those? I did that. And because working in radio was a lot of fun, but it was strange. I worked with crazy people, myself included, for many years in radio, and I wrote a book about those radio stories. I changed the names of the people in the book just because maybe they wouldn't want these stories. There's nothing that horrible in it, but I changed the names of the people just the same. And, you know, they're available on the site also. Those are the ones my wife really likes. She's not all that interested in the murder mystery. She likes the memoirs with all the crazy stories.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, to each their own. I mean, I do know Bob. I've learned so much over the last several years from doing TV shows and everything, be it crime shows or crime books. Fiction or nonfiction are tremendous sellers. People are always want that. They want to get through chapter 5 and know in their head, okay, I got it all figured out, and then be found wrong by the time chapter 8 comes around. And they seem to sell really good all the time. I always keep track of where my book stands, let's say on the top book list, let's say in the top 100 of each category, be it crime, organized crime or true crime or whatever it may be.
Yep.
So it's interesting to do. We're going to come back with a couple more questions for you, Bob, from listeners, and then we're going to talk about how people can reach you and get hooked up with you to buy your book, you have some CDs out for sale?
I have CDs,
okay. We can talk about that, too. So, ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We'll be right back with crime writer Bob Stanhope.
A 60-hour work that she can do, it's getting on her head. I want $1 million for a 30-doll she's ever said. She's a velvet steamroller, you better get out her way. If I could talk to her a minute, here's what I'd want to say. One thing I am sure of from the day you're born.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Blues, one of the best police shows I've ever seen. I'm reminiscing here a little bit. We are back with crime writer Bob Stanhope. Bob, a question for you. I've asked this to many of the people that have been on the show that are writers, especially fiction crime writers. You know, with my book, it kind of went chapter by chapter. Not that it was easy for myself and the writer to do, but it was pretty easy to remember. Okay, I know what happened that year. I was put undercover. I know what happened the next year. With your book, and I've loved to ask this of people, when you're writing fiction, you do a couple chapters. And I had a fellow on my show. I'm trying to think of his name. I can't think of it right now, but he while on a trip to Paris, France with his wife, would walk around a lot in the daytime and just think about what his character is going to do next. He did writing while he was in Paris and things of that nature. How do you figure out in your head where you want to go with this guy, number one? And number two, how am I going to make it where the people aren't turned off by chapter five and they want to close the book?
Yeah, the hardest part of doing these is, at least for me, is to make sure that it really moves along and that you play fair for the reader so that you're giving them clues so when they get to the end, it doesn't come out of left field. I hope there's a surprise or two along the way, but you can't introduce a character at the end and say, oh, there's the killer that did everything. And right. You've cheated the reader, or you've cheated the person watching the movie. And we've all read books like that, and mm-hmm. we've all seen movies like that where, you know, they either didn't have a good idea of how to connect the dots, or they just ran out of time. I don't know what happened,
right.
But they kind of cheated at the end, and I feel that way when I read one like that. That, oh man, I had no way to play along with the book or guess or have fun with the story.
Yep.
And
yeah, that is good. Yeah,
they're all first person, so you know this guy has survived the book.
Yep.
But you're not sure in what shape he survived, and you don't know what's happened to the other characters either.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the name I was trying to think of before was E.J. Simon, who had a top seller with Death Never Sleeps. In fact, he's collaborating with me now on my next book, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's a good title. I like that a lot.
Yeah, Death Never Sleeps, yeah. And Bob, now, before we run out of time, let's tell our listeners, everybody get a piece of paper and a pencil, how they can get in touch with you, your websites, everything, be it music.
Okay, well, the website is all they need to get in touch with me, because everything branches off that. All the music, the different musical groups I've been in, all of that comes off the one site. So it's my name, BobStanHope.com. It's and everything's there. And
right.
You can read a little blurb about each of the books. Now they go in order, kind of sort of. Each story is self-contained, but there is a little trail that follows through the story from one to another. I don't know that starting at the first is necessary. If you see a blurb about one of the books and you say, oh, this one starts with baseball? Oh, I like that. Maybe I'll read the one about baseball first.
Right.
Well, whatever.
Right.
Or this one is about a Broadway play, or this one's about a movie. Maybe I'd like that better. And all you have to do is you go to the button on the top of the page. It says novels. And then you click on the little red H-E-R-E by each description, and it'll take you right to where you can order the book, either as a soft cover or as an e-book.
Wow, very, very interesting. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have anybody to buy a present for that you know loves crime books, be it fact or fiction, be it real or fiction, pick them up, a couple of these books. It's a great gift. And they'll be happy. They'll thank you for it, especially if they read this stuff.
Come on, Vito. I'm a senior on fixed living. Have them buy 1,000 books. I'm on a fixed income.
Let's help them out. You see,
buy 1,000 of them. Come on.
But no, I mean, I'm excited. I got to hook up with Bob and at least get one of these to read myself. I love it. I'm just going to see what it's about and speak more intelligently about his books. And that is great. And this came as a surprise to me, Bob, after so many years of actually seeing. Well, I learned about this on Facebook, reading about you writing. Well, I'm doing this, and I'm so far through this next book. I said, let me call.
Well, I'm serializing one of them on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the idea for doing that was to get some interest in the stories.
Of course.
And, hey, it worked. What do you know?
Of course. Let me ask you a question I ask every guest on my show.
Okay.
In the last segment. With all the things you've done, and you've really done a lot of things in your career, very nice things, helping kids, the whole bit. What is still out there 5, 7, 10 years from now, Bob? What is still out there that you would like to do that you haven't done yet?
You know, I hope that I can still go out, you know, and play music. You know, I was in a rock band for 7 years. Two of the guys moved away. We replaced one of them, but there's not much of a rock band without a drummer. So we were talking with this fella who seems interested, and, you know, we're going to get together in a week or so and kind of kick things around and see where that goes. You know, it would be nice 10 years from now that, you know, we could still go out there and do some gigs and play some music. That'd be great.
Yeah, that is nice. It is nice. Folks, when you're a musician and you've been a musician for many years, I can tell you it stays with you. I love my career, love being a cop and being a private detective now for 25 years. But I have to say my first love has always been music.
Vito, I bet this is true for you, that when you go out and you get to play some music somewhere, you appreciate it more now than you did 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, much more, much more. And I'll just end with this because we got to close. All those years back then, I did it also for the money, because every penny I made had to go to pay bills with 5 kids and the whole bit. Now it's not even the money's not even involved. So,
right.
So folks, we're gonna close here with Bob Stanhope. Check out his website; easy to navigate through that. And Bob, thank you again. Really enjoyed learning more about you. And ladies and gentlemen, pick up the books. They're going to be excellent books for you.
So hey, thanks, Peter. This was fun.
Oh, thank you, Bob. So till we meet again next Sunday night, good night and God bless.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.